AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Flight operations at four airports in Moscow have been temporarily suspended after a Ukrainian drone attack. Russia says it intercepted more than 100 Ukrainian drones fired across dozens of the country's regions overnight. The assault comes 2 days ahead of a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire announced by President Vladimir Putin to mark Victory Day in World War II. The day commemorates Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports a Russian journalist who escaped house arrest in Moscow has resurfaced in Paris after a brutal journey.
Russian authorities had arrested the veteran journalist and film critic Ekaterina Barabash, born in Kharkiv, Ukraine, upon her return to Russia from a film festival in February. She was put under house arrest, facing a 10-year prison sentence for posts condemning Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The outspoken war critic tore off her electronic monitoring tag, and with the help from the group Reporters Without Borders, escaped, covering 1,700 miles, using clandestine routes to evade surveillance.
It was very dangerous, it was frightening, because the cameras are everywhere, and we didn't know if they sent the instruction to local police.
Reporters Without Borders Director General Thibaut Boutin says no journalist can report freely in Russia now.
Every journalist is under surveillance and could be repressed by the Kremlin.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's plan to seize the Gaza Strip and expand their military operation has alarmed many in the region. Israeli officials said Monday that cabinet ministers approved a plan that would allow their military to remain in the Palestinian territory for an unspecified amount of time. Details of the plan were not formally announced, but an Israeli defense official says the new plan would not begin until after President Trump wraps up his expected visit to the Middle East this month. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Knicks rallied from 20 points down to beat the defending champion Celtics 108-105 in OT in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. Jalen Brunson had 29 points.
When is it going to be you? A 20-point shot where you can just come back. We've got to keep chipping away possession by possession.
In the West, Aaron Gordon's three with 4 seconds left lifted the Nuggets over the Thunder 121-119 in Game 1 of their semifinal. Cleveland's Kenny Atkinson has been named NBA Coach of the Year. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Maple Leafs outlasted the Panthers 5-4 in Game 1 of their East second-round series. The Islanders won the NHL draft lottery. The Ravens say they released kicker Justin Tucker in a football decision following sexual misconduct allegations. And Michigan is expected to suspend football coach Sharon Moore 2 games following the NCAA's sign-stealing investigation.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.